dance off, bro. Me and you.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk Guardians of the Galaxy. We are the Cinema Guys. Welcome to the show. Welcome back.
Hello. Hey, how's it going? Is that way too loud?
That was a little loud.
Oh. So we've been
away for a few weeks.
It has been a while. We're joined by a friend, a new cinema guy, which I think actually you...
An old cinema guy.
An old cinema guy. Right. That's what I say, because I think you've actually probably been almost every movie that we've seen on Thursday nights.
Pretty much. I think most of them.
And then some, right. And but never been on the show officially. You're an important guy.
First time.
Yeah.
Welcome Nick Bascom.
Nick. Hey, guys.
Tutor. Author. Imaginaire extraordinaire.
Wow.
Poet.
Yeah, quite the rundown over there.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Nick's written a book, our first author on the show.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That I did not know.
Yeah, it's a children's book. You would love it. It's not really a children's book. I don't know why I say
YA.
Children's. It's like a YA. YA. Anyways, welcome to Cinema Guys, Nick.
Thanks, guys. Glad to be here.
We are going to talk the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie.
Right.
Because we are going to go see Volume 2.
In like an hour.
Mixtape 2. Yeah.
So we figure we'll talk about the first one, make this kind of like a two-parter, I guess.
Ooh, Volume 1, Volume 2.
Yep.
To be continued.
No, it'll keep everyone so, like, antsy. Like, what are they gonna say?
What do you think? We should do some flick picks first or trailer trash?
Ooh, let's talk about some trailers because there's been a lot of good ones since last we podcasted.
So here we go with trailer trash.
Trailer trash.
And this week, we're going to talk about one that myself and I know quite a few other people are really excited about.
That's, oh, really? What? I've never heard.
It's a small little movie called Star Wars, The Last Jedi.
Has there been some of those?
That's cool. There's been a couple.
Here's the deal. Do you think that they will eventually become like bloated, like the Avengers films, like where we're just tired? All right, we get it. Here's another one, and they're not great.
I hope not.
I mean, I don't think so either, but like, I'm excited that I'm like, oh, the last one was last year. Now this one's this year. And it's going to be every year.
For the foreseeable
Donald Trump's stay in the White House, we have Star Wars films. Maybe that's on purpose.
So far, they've been pretty good so far. I can't complain.
Yeah. So what do you think of this new trailer?
I think it's awesome. Like everything Star Wars.
Are they supposed to be bad guys? Like, because if you look at the
really
poster, Rey and Luke have like Sith eyes.
Well, that's Kylo Ren in the poster.
Is it Kylo Ren? It's Luke and Kylo Ren.
Ooh. And Rey's below them.
And then Luke says
the Jedi
need to end. What does that even mean? He's whiny.
We won't really know until December, but we can speculate.
Maybe he gets real pissed because she can't bullseye womp rats.
and her T-16 Skyhopper.
Yeah. And he's like, that's it. The Jedi need to end.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the thing that's going to really push him
over. We're not supposed to like Luke anymore, right? I never liked Luke.
You never liked Luke?
Not even
Jedi Luke when he was like all in his black and he was just kind of...
I mean, I guess when I was little, I did.
But then reading the novels,
I didn't like him much anymore.
I mean, basically just like his dad, he went from this whiny little kid, but he didn't let
Luke never had a heyday like Anakin did. Anakin was badass for a long time.
Well,
trancing through the galaxy.
Even in the expanded universe, which isn't canon anymore, Luke makes a lot of stupid decisions.
Yeah, he's done. And his big thing is, I was never trained like everyone else. And my Obi-Wan died, Yoda died. And so his only way to beat people was with inner peace. I'm really peaceful inside.
I think this is going to be the coolest iteration of Luke, though, in this movie.
Well, can Mark Hamill act still outside of voice acting?
Well, and I know we found out comic books, because comic books are canon,
right?
That he does have Obi-Wan's diary,
right?
So, I mean,
oh yeah, he
further trained
it.
Himself,
right? And he goes into that city and fights a Jabba the Hutt kind of guy, and gets all those holocrons. Remember?
Yeah.
Or in the comics.
Yeah, you read those, right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I think I think it's going to be like a crisis for him of the Force. Like, I think he might see that, like, the Jedi sort of perpetuate the dark side in a way. And that's what it's all about. Like, the only way to sort of defeat the dark side is not to have the Jedi anymore. I think that's my.
Yeah, so I don't think
get rid of the light and you won't have the dark or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
We're going to have white lightsabers like Ahsoka Tano.
I want to say more of something kind of in between where you're not on the dark side and you're not straight Jedi. You just kind of.
Well, you think we'll find out more about who Snoke is?
Have you watched Rebels?
Yeah.
Have you seen this season of Rebels?
And how they're all like, screw the Jedi, we're going to be our own
Well,
thing.
You know the Bendu, the character that came in, the big, huge, monstery guy?
Yeah.
Kind of like that, where he is not a Jedi,
but he's
not a Sith, but he is
Force sensitive.
And
is the word they use, I think. Yeah.
I think it's going to complicate the Force in a cool way, add some nuance to it, like what Brad's saying, kind of.
Because in the books, I know, again, aren't canon, Luke could jump into the dark side and out of it. Like, he did a couple times. Like, use it to his advantage and then got out of it.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll come right out with Rey and he'll shoot her with lightning right off the bat. And we'll be like,
whoa. You didn't see lightning coming, did you? Kylo Ren ain't got no lightning. Sure, he doesn't have lightning,
but he can freeze him.
Oh, yeah. He
Kylo Ren can freeze.
He does not use that enough.
He can freeze a laser blast in midair.
Which he doesn't use enough either. So anyways, it does look good. There's not a lot to it, the trailer, and I get it.
It's a teaser.
It's teasing you.
I absolutely love the poster. I love the throwback to the original Star Wars poster with the lightsaber up in the air.
Right. Yeah. I haven't done the...
People can't see me raise my hand up with the lightsaber.
For those of you who can't see, Nick is raising his hand like a lightsaber.
Holding a lightsaber.
Because I remember the first trailer with the Millennium Falcon, like for episode 7. I remember being like, I found all the scene dissections and everything. For this one, I haven't. But I think I'd rather just wait and see.
Yeah, this one I've kind of steered clear in a way. There was only one scene where I kind of froze it just because I think it connects to Rebels a little bit.
So some of the early,
there's a symbol from the early Jedi.
Is that Kylo Ren's mask that's crushed on the ground that we're like zoom in on? Is that what you see there?
I think that's Darth Vader's.
Oh, is
what
it? Okay.
What he has left of it? Okay. I think
it's all mangled. You can't really tell. So I don't know what you guys saw when you look at that.
Yeah,
I thought it was Darth Vader's mask.
I don't remember.
They're
a mask.
Sort of similar looking in a way. So,
and I haven't seen this trailer in the theater yet. So, which I get
ooh,
to,
ooh,
get to see
will
on
there
the
be any
screen.
Good trailers tonight? Any rumored trailers?
I was hoping for an expanded.
Star Wars?
Last Jedi. Yeah, I was just hoping for an expanded trailer. There.
We probably won't get an expand. We probably will see it. Maybe not an expanded one.
Right.
That's true.
Well, we'll most likely see the Thor trailer.
Yeah.
Which I think we'll talk about next time.
Yeah. Of the here's my deal.
I just reread Planet Hulk, so I'm
And which I want to read before we go to this, or before we see Thor. But with the Avengers things, I like the Thor movies, I like the Captain America movies, I like the Iron Man movies. I just don't the Avengers movies themselves. The first one got me, but after that, I was like, all right.
Back to your point about like, do you think the Star Wars movies are going to get bloated? I don't think that they're sort of beholden to, you know, trying to bring in the same huge cast of characters.
Oh no, there's so much of that universe, and Rogue One last year kind of proved that they could go away from the Skywalkers and stuff and still have a great movie.
Oh yeah,
I think the big test, the Han Solo movie, I think will be a pretty big test when that one comes out. But whatever they do after,
people
that,
love some Han
I think
Solo.
Will be...
I was ready for him to die. Like, it was sad, but I saw it coming. I'm like, oh, he's definitely going to die here.
Harrison Ford has been trying to kill Han Solo since the first movie.
I know. So, but people are like, even people who didn't even like Star Wars that much, like, oh, that Han Solo scene, he died. I was like,
oh, spoiler alert, by the way, guys.
Oh,
yeah, if you didn't know that by now, and you're listening to this,
Han Solo doesn't make it. Which is different from the old expanded universe. It was Chewie who dies first.
Yeah, it is true.
Yeah, before Han, but. Anyway, doesn't matter anymore. All that knowledge.
Leading into Guardians of the Galaxy. We kind of talked a little bit Marvel. I mean, we're sticking with Disney. Disney owns all of this now.
All right,
I guess Groot is kind of a hairless Chewbacca, right?
Oh, true.
In a way, yeah.
So, refresh me. What year did the first Guardians of the Galaxy come out?
2014.
Yes. 2014. Wow, it feels longer ago than that. So then... What had not come out in the Avengers universe? Had Avengers 2 already come out? The Ultron?
Age of Ultron?
I don't think so.
Because what I'm getting at here is like, I was getting a little tired of them, and then that one came out, and I was like, holy crap. This is, my wife does not like superhero movies, but she loves that movie.
Age of Ultron?
No.
Guardians of the Galaxy. Okay.
But I was trying to figure out how tired of the... When Age of Ultron came out, I was like, this movie sucks. I hated Age of Ultron.
You know, really? In USA Today...
USA Today, not tomorrow.
I don't remember who wrote it, but
when I was reading, I saw this
listed.
Too.
You saw this, like, yes. Listed the definitive like rankings of Marvel movies.
Yeah. We've done that before. We've done our whole entire like 1 through 14.
I think yours would be totally different.
Age of Ultron came out was the movie directly after Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, gotcha.
So it was the next one.
Oh,
on the
because, yeah, because there was a big deal that they had the Infinity Stone and Guardians of the Galaxy, and then obviously the Infinity Stone put in Vision's head in Age of Ultron. We did our list, though, right? Our 1 through 14 list.
I don't remember 10 what
episodes
we did.
Ago or something. I
know Guardians of the Galaxy is my favorite.
Oh, I think
any
Guardians of
the
Galaxy was definitely in everyone's top three.
Yeah.
Of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which I was mad that Blade can't be in because I love freaking Blade.
Yeah,
Blade 1, Blade 2, and Blade Trinity because it's awesome.
I don't like Blade 2.
With Ryan
Trinity
Reynolds as Hannibal King?
Blade 2 out of that.
Dude, Ryan Reynolds' body in that movie, I would take that body any day.
Gun to my head?
Wow.
I would take it any day. It's kind of my. I don't even need a gun.
So when Guardians of the Galaxy came out, it was kind of a stretch for him because it was a...
Well, it was the first time we're doing things we've never heard of. They're not popular.
Yeah, they're characters that nobody really knew. It was a smaller book that not many people read, really.
Right.
And coming from Iron Man, Thor, the Avengers, Captain America, and then here's Guardians of the Galaxy.
They're sort of like DC's Orion and Apocalypse. Like, oh, they'll pop in every now and then in someone else's story, but their own stories aren't.
And so going in, like, I knew this is the first one that I knew nothing. I knew nothing about these characters going in.
I knew Rocket Raccoon from like random Star Wars or Marvel comics that I read, and I had seen Star Lord like once. So I was like, oh yeah.
And when I went coming out, I absolutely fell in love with this movie because it was funny, to me, it was almost the perfect superhero movie. Like you had the comedy, you had great action, the pacing was perfect, and all the cast just meshed.
And it never took itself too seriously. Like from the very beginning, when he's on that planet listening to the I Can't Stop This Feeling or whatever, all the way to the end where he starts dancing in front of like the main guy.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, all the way that last.
Hands off, let's go.
That's why I love it. It wasn't even like this big, they're going to have this giant battle with the bad guy now that they're on the planet. No, he just starts dancing and just
all right, ready?
Completely throws him off.
Guardians of the Galaxy, but Chris Pratt is not in it. It's Keanu Reeves. Is it better or worse?
I don't think it would be as good.
It's worse.
Yeah,
I like Keanu.
You,
but it's worse.
Me, dance off.
Exactly.
Because
it's way worse.
I do Tai Chi.
Keanu just doesn't
but
have
Keanu
that.
Keanu wasn't
wittiness.
Bad right there. That wasn't that bad.
He's not. Yeah, I don't think that would work. I think it was a good break from. You know, from some of the high drama they're trying to inject. And I think too, like, you know, the first Avengers kind of hit some of the same notes, but at the same time, it had characters that, you know, whose backstories we were more familiar with. So it didn't have as much flexibility with the humor. But yeah, it's interesting too, because, you look at the Guardians of the Galaxy and like, that is a big, they do have their own like comics and their own backstories, but they aren't really that prominent.
Right.
Like this new cast, Gamora is, Drax is, but like Peter Quill doesn't come in until sort of later, like more recent comics to be really.
Is that Kurt Russell?
Peter Quill is Chris Pratt.
Yeah,
because Kurt Russell is his dad, right?
Yeah.
His dad, right?
Well, I mean, that's what they in the trailer they imply that.
We'll find out for sure later.
Yeah. All his mom says in the first movie is he's a being of pure light.
Who is the? Benicio del Toro's character in the first one.
The Collector.
He was the Collector. He was a big deal in the Marvel Universe because I remember seeing... I actually knew more about him than I did the Guardians of the Galaxy. And then wasn't there someone frozen in his collection that was pretty awesome? The duck. That's Howard the Duck.
Howard the Duck.
Yeah.
That's what I'm waiting
for. There were a few Easter eggs in there. There was the dark elf from Thor Dark World was in one of the cages. Another one of the cages had the slugs from Slither in one of the little cages. Oh. Another movie that James Gunn directed.
Which is your favorite James Gunn?
That is my. Well, I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy is pretty good,
right?
But Slither is a pretty.
I've only
great
seen.
Movie.
We get more Nathan Fillion in this one, right? Coming up, don't we?
Is Nathan Fillion in this?
I don't know.
That's what I heard.
Was he in the first one?
I've kind of stayed away from reading too much about it.
Nathan Fillion, you know the alien that comes up to them when they first get into the prison, and who's
yes.
like, this is, you know what I mean? That I guess was voiced by Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, the big blue guy that Groot like sticks up his nose. And,
no,
like,
no. I love Nathan Fillion. Love him. Love him. Not as much as Ryan Reynolds in Blade 3, because I wouldn't want Nathan Fillion's body, and not as bad, but it's a little dad bodish.
Serenity, maybe.
Yeah, maybe in Serenity. Or maybe in when he was in Dr. Horrible Sing-Along Blog as Captain Hammer. Did you see Dr. Horrible Sing-Along
awesome.
Blog?
Oh,
that
oh,
is
you,
you, need to go
you
home
have
and watch
to see
it now.
That.
All right. It's all on Netflix, actually. That, it's only... It was like 10 blogs, but they're only 2 minutes long, so it's only like 20 minutes
long. We've seen Con Man.
It's Neil Patrick Harris and Nathan Fillion, directed by Joss Whedon.
Oh, yeah.
It's a musical, and it's...
We need more Joss Whedon directing
it's,
Marvel.
Neil Patrick Harris is Dr. Horrible, who is a villain, and he really wants to do something bad to get accepted into this villain society, but he does a blog. And so all of his things get foiled because people follow his blog.
Oh, yeah.
And Captain Hammer's Nathan Fillion being cocky as he can be and like, I'm awesome. And anyways, it's really good. And the Joss Whedon's ability to write a musical is amazing to me. The Buffy musical.
Did you know they did that during the writer's strike? That's
I remember that. Because they no one had anything to do. So they just did it, right? I remember that.
Have you seen the musical in Con Man too?
I have not. A musical?
Yeah, they do.
What? In the first episode?
No.
I mean, first season, I mean?
It's in the second season.
Oh, I haven't seen the second season at all.
Okay.
Back to our Guardians of the Galaxy, directed by James Gunn.
Right.
Prior to getting this big next Marvel movie, he hadn't done a ton of stuff. Like, he started out at Troma Pictures doing Troma movies. Really completely B-movie, like...
Well, and that's, you know, I just actually heard another podcast and they were talking about the guy who directed Kong, Skull Island.
Okay.
And they're talking like he's a new kind of director who hadn't done much before that people had heard of. And they were saying that that's a new trend right now in Hollywood, just giving these big name productions to directors who they think are good, but no one's ever heard of, because they feel like if they gave it to what's that guy you like a lot? The Transformers guy?
Oh, Michael Bay.
Yeah, they're like, oh, if they give it to Michael Bay, we know exactly what kind of movie we get.
Yeah, we know what we'll get.
Giving it to these guys, you're getting stuff that you didn't know what was going to come out of it.
Yeah,
it worked really well with the new Fantastic Four movie. I mean,
that worked.
I don't know how you messed it up because
really
that cast was amazing.
Yeah,
I am
that
so
whole
glad.
Entire cast was amazing.
I'm so glad that Disney scrapped him for a Star Wars movie. He was supposed to do the Boba Fett movie.
And man, I was looking forward to that movie. That
which
Fantastic
is the
Four.
Most important. Of the standalone movies in my eyes, and they can't mess that up.
Yeah, no.
Which one? What?
If they do a Boba Fett movie.
Oh. Like they haven't said they're doing it now. They've kind of scrapped the whole thing. But
who would play Boba Fett? Keanu Reeves? I'm here to stop you.
I think this is
Solo.
Our beginning episodes, it was always Watchmen would come into an episode. Now it's Keanu Reeves every week.
I am sort of in love with Keanu Reeves right now. although the Watchmen, I'm sure, would have come up eventually.
James Gunn, like, worked for Troma, did some Troma, which the head of Troma Pictures, is it Lloyd Kaufman? He's in Guardians of the Galaxy. He's one of the inmates in there. But he has a lot of writing credits previously. Like, he wrote both the Scooby-Doo live-action movies.
I saw that.
He wrote the...
With Sarah Michelle.
The Dawn of the Dead remake. That Zack Snyder directed.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't see the movie, actually. I just saw that he did that. So the two that I had seen that I actually really liked was Super with Rainn Wilson.
I haven't seen Super. I've heard it's really good.
It's very dark. Like, I think it's Rainn Wilson and the girl from Juno.
Okay.
Page.
Yeah, I think. But and then movie 43. Have you seen it?
Oh, yes.
Oh my gosh.
He did a segment of that, yeah.
That is hilarious, man. Did he do the segment with Chris Pratt? Because there's Anna Faris and Chris Pratt have their own. Have you seen movie 43? It's a comedy, but it's basically like 10 short films, basically.
and they're all really inappropriately funny.
Anyone who's anyone, like big actors in this movie.
Hugh Jackman's in it, and his thing is he has testicles for a chin, but he's super rich, and everyone loves him, and
No
one points it out except for this girl he's on a blind date with, and she can't. Like, he's, like, drinking soup, and it's, like, hanging in the soup.
And like, it's like Austin Powers with the mole.
Yes, it is, except it's giant testicles on his chin. It's awesome. But they, I can't talk about because we're a friendly, family-friendly
podcast.
Clean podcast. But the Chris Pratt and Anna Faris one is
good.
Super hilariously inappropriate as well.
Well, that whole movie is.
Yeah. And there's an animated, one of the short films is an animated cat with people.
Like Garfield?
No, more like Heathcliff, I think.
I think before Guardians of the Galaxy, I think Slither was his movie he directed before Guardians.
I saw Slither, but I don't remember it.
It has Nathan Fillion.
I need to rewatch it.
They're kind of slugs. And Michael Rooker's in it, and he ends up becoming like the bad guy. Michael Rooker's always
do they
the bad
run
guy.
From these slugs? Did the slugs cat? Do they put salt on them?
I'm trying to think if there's a part that they do. But it's basically a...
Are they fast slugs?
A horror comedy. More comedy than horror. And it's great.
I love it.
The one thing I will say about James Gunn is he has witty writing. Guardians of the Galaxy, some of those lines. I'm sure some of it was improv, but just his writing. It's very... He's very good at like the witty dialogue.
Why do you think they got Vin Diesel to be Groot?
I was reading.
Doesn't it seem like a big waste of money?
Well, I was reading something the other day, and somebody was arguing that like,
and he has a deep voice.
That like so. Drax is like a perfect character for Vin Diesel, but that they got somebody who was like the new Vin Diesel to play Drax, and then gave Vin Diesel Groot's voice. But you know, one of the things that I think is the biggest surprise of Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 1, and then just what I've seen in the trailer is how funny Dave Bautista is. You know,
because hilarious. No one thought he would be able to act, right?
I mean, he'd done a few things, but nothing that big. I mean, he was like the villain in the James Bond movie, Spectre, I think it was.
Oh, was he?
He was like the main brute guy.
I gave up on the Bond movies a long time ago.
He does a great job of just like that, keeping it straight when he's like taking everything completely literal.
Was he like a wrestler or something?
Yeah.
Like is he still a wrestler? Like with John Cena and all those guys?
I don't think he still wrestles.
I don't think he still does now that he's like a big actor.
Is Vin Diesel playing Baby Groot?
I
think he's listed, yeah.
Really?
Was he
sucking helium and like,
I am Groot.
Anyways. Yeah, so movie 43, that's my James Gunn and Super. Those are those movies.
You've seen two of his movies.
No, I've seen a couple more. There's a couple more in there that when I flipped through it. I mean, I'd actually seen both the Scooby-Doo movies. I have kids.
and I think he just wrote those. He didn't direct those.
Yeah, they're bad. But I mean, I guess if you really like Scooby-Doo, the kids don't even think they were that good. They're like, Scooby-Doo did not age well at all. The cartoon's boring.
And he wrote that the Belko experiment that just came out.
Oh
recently.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was saying. I haven't seen it.
It came out
like 2 weeks ago, I think.
Man, it came out with like no fanfare. I've been really excited to see that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's like in the vein of like The Cabin in the Woods and some of these other like horror movies. That
right, or like Saw. Like, okay, let's just cut off all your pieces die.
But I don't think it has that kind of tongue-in-cheek, like meta,
right.
You know, sort of nature to
it. Cabin in the Woods was awesome.
Yeah, but I'm telling you,
I
know we're tying this back together, tying this all around here to Firefly guy, but Alan Tudyk is one of my favorites, and
You're not watching Powerless, though, are you?
No, that's the sitcom on my
getting canceled.
Table, right?
I know it's getting canceled, and we love it. Me and
is
the kids
good?
Love it. Oh my gosh,
it's actually pretty
it's
funny.
All in is the DC really? World.
I mean,
you know
I
that?
I believe it because of Alan Tudyk.
Yeah,
that's
and
it.
Alan Tudyk. The whole cast is the whole premise is. I've actually plugged it twice on here. And it's gonna get canceled. I'm so sad. But they've done that weird thing where they air like one episode, then like 5 weeks later air another one. Like, you can tell when they give up on shows. They're like, all right, well here's.
Well, you guys got to see if you haven't seen Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
I keep seeing it pop up on Netflix.
That's great.
But
it is the best.
Is Alan Tudyk in that?
Alan Tudyk is
It is. Tucker. It is a great horror comedy.
Yeah,
I didn't know
fabulous.
That. I didn't know Alan Tudyk.
I think the Belko Experiment. I want to see it, but I think it looks more like Cabin in the Woods than. It's the same vein.
In Powerless, Alan Tudyk is Vandermeer Wayne, Bruce Wayne's cousin, who has another owns a building, and he always talks about his cousin. He's like, one time my cousin Bruce talked to me, right, but he's a really important guy. has no idea he's Batman.
Yeah, Alan Tudyk and I don't know if John C. Reilly is going to be in the new Guardians of the Galaxy.
I don't know. Well, I guess it depends on if they go to
Nova Prime
or not.
But he was awesome in the first
one. He was pretty funny. Like, they got a good cast, like throwing Glenn Close in there.
Yeah, I was going to say, Glenn Close was in there. There was some interest in Benicio Del Toro, like... Which, where has he been? I used to think he was the coolest, man.
He'll be in the new Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Is he? What is he going to be in new Star Wars?
It's a mystery. Nobody knows.
He's sort of a mystery. That is sort of his whole deal. I just
watched Sicario again, and he is really good.
That is a movie that is fantastic, but I don't think I could watch it again. The ending is just too much.
Too brutal for you?
Don't tell me I haven't seen it. It's on my Netflix queue.
It's a tense movie. The whole in the traffic scene.
Yeah,
I was white knuckled in the theater, just like gripping my seat.
Yeah, that writer's on a hot
But
streak.
I won't give anything away.
Flippy for real.
Oh yeah, because he did Arrival, which was fantastic.
Benicio Del Toro was in Arrival.
No. The director.
Oh yeah, I remember us talking about that.
And he's doing the new Blade Runner.
And then we could talk about that too. The writer of Sicario also did Hell or High Water.
Ooh, I liked Hell or High Water.
Yeah, we really liked that too. And he's got a new one coming out with Jeremy Renner. Did really well at Sundance or something like that. Huh. So I'm excited for that too.
I know Guardians of the Galaxy got part three. They announced they greenlit part three.
So can we talk about the second one now? What we think about what's going to happen?
Unless
expecting
you have more about one to say? If you
are we expecting the Avengers tie-in starting to come in more in this one?
I've heard that this one isn't going to have as much tie-in as the first one did with the Infinity Stones and Thanos and stuff. I've heard that
this is
more of a standalone type of movie.
Who's the villain? Do we know?
Thanos is
I saw that big green thing.
I've tried not to read too much prior to seeing this Guardians because I've watched trailers, and that's all.
There was some one of those stupid Facebook things. It's like 15 things you should know. And so I looked through it and I didn't care about any of it.
Which one didn't I go to?
But it was like, apparently there's dozens of Marvel characters in this that you would just never know because they're just random background characters. But if you know the universe well enough, you would
be like the comic fanboy. Yeah. Okay.
But and Marvel fails in comparison to DC, so.
Well, you were talking about the villain. We don't really know who the villain is in this one, which is interesting. So Lee Pace, who was Ronan
in
the first one, man, he's really good too.
He does a great job, man.
Yeah. I feel like that character, they didn't give him as much room to really sort of spread out and do his thing. But he is a good foil, I think, for Chris Pratt at the end, so serious and zealous and all that.
And I loved it. Because he's so serious and ready to destroy the world. And then all of a sudden he's just dancing.
Yeah.
he's doing one of these.
Dance off, bro. Me and you.
What are you doing?
Yeah, I don't think I've been excited to see a movie in a long time. Like I am excited to see this one.
Yeah, it was a slow month for movies, and so I think
Guardians 2 kind of kicks off the summer season from here till Labor Day.
Ooh, do you know what's fun about this season right now? Again, I heard this on another podcast, and it just reminded me of this. But
we're just rehashing other podcasts.
They say that
we don't do original stuff anymore.
With this season is a time so The Matrix first came out in this season, and they went through movies that were really successful because this is a time where they actually throw in movies that they have no idea what's going to happen with it, like big ones. And then some they're like, maybe people will like it, maybe people won't.
We got a lot of sequels this year,
and to see what's sort of people will go to them.
Yeah, Alien, the new Alien comes out soon, right?
Ooh. Yeah, you got new Alien. As far as sequels go, new Alien, a new Spider-Man, which...
That's not really a sequel.
It's not a sequel because they're kind of redoing it again.
For the fourth time?
So I was just thinking about that, guys.
Third time?
The continuum
a new Pirates movie.
Oh, right.
Yeah. New Transformers. Which I'm excited.
Did anybody ask for a new Transformers movie?
I did. Brad loves those stupid...
I love those movies.
You know what? My sister-in-law...
And they make a lot of money.
Loves them. She watches them without her kids even in the room. She just watches them over and over. And I'm like, Oh, why do you love these? And she likes the Mark Wahlberg one, that newest one. She's like, oh my God, this is so good. And I'm like, this movie sucks. Yeah. They are all so long and boring.
The one with Mark Wahlberg, I thought was
I thought the first one was good. I saw Optimus Prime transform. That's what I wanted to do since I was little. And after that, I was like,
all
right.
I could sit here and talk about these movies all night.
And then it was the racist robots in this, or the racist.
In the second one?
In the second one. Yeah.
Yep.
There's but I was thinking back to like. So the music. Let's talk about the music real quickly, because that was another thing.
Oh, and how soundtrack. It brought back all these old songs for my kids that think that they're new songs now.
Yeah, and my kids love the soundtrack. They're like, play that, play it again. Yeah. I'm like, all right.
So I want you guys to think back to, I think it was Spider-Man 2, the first iteration, right?
The Sam Raimi one. Yes.
Yeah. So
it was not evil Spider-Man one.
Nickelback. Like Wings of an Eagle was like the theme song. Like, think about how far we've come with Nickelback. With the music. So
I hate Nickelback. Like,
oh man, despise them.
No, that is cool. I wonder, like, did they think, hey, this kind of music resonates with more people? Let's bring it back. Do you think that music's just all around better than new things we have coming out?
I don't think it's just better. It just
fits with the story.
It just fit. Yeah. Like the way that the story happened, where it started out. With his mom dying, and he's like all into his Walkman, and then she gives him the gift.
Do you think he'll find another tape at the end of it?
I don't know.
This one, a third tape.
It's volume two. It's set to another volume.
I was in the comic book store the other day, and they actually had a real cassette tape with all that you could buy, and I was like, "That's great. Where are you going to use
it?" I haven't listened to the new soundtrack because I'm like, I want to see the movie see how they plug these songs in before I listen through all this music. I don't even know what's in it. So
yeah,
I don't know either. I'm excited. They have a lot to live up for too, though.
They have, and
it was such a brilliant move on Marvel's part because my wife, you know, like, I think like that's what they got with Guardians of the Galaxy. They got people who aren't going to comic movies to go see it, because she's all like, "Oh, we're gonna go see it this weekend," you know. So you better be prepared to see it again.
Okay, so
my wife's the same way. I'm like, well, I'll probably take you, and she's like, yeah, you better.
I would say Thor's. Probably one of the best of the Avengers spinoffs. Like, I like it better than Captain America movies. The first one was a little silly. The second one was really good.
If we went through the phases, like phase one, you know, leading up to the first Avengers, I thought Thor was the weakest of all of them.
Right.
My favorite was Captain America. And then you go to phase two with Thor Dark World, I thought
was a
vast improvement over the first one.
True.
And then I still love Captain America.
Winter Soldier was good. That's up there. That's a really.
And I don't count Captain America 3 as a Captain America movie. It's basically an Avengers movie. It was an Avengers movie.
So here's the thing, though. Iron Man, the first Iron Man, is really good.
I feel like that can't even fit because it was number one.
If that movie didn't do good,
I don't know if we'd have Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 right now.
We wouldn't.
Boom.
Look at
that butterfly effect.
Yeah.
If Marvel would have failed with that first Iron Man movie, they would have been like,
they would have been like, guys, let's get Wesley Snipes for another Blade. Yeah.
That's why RDJ gets the big paycheck for all those movies, you know?
Well, if you ever listen to some of the commentary on any of the like DVD stuff I hear him talk, like they'll still, even the new guys who come on to it. Paul Rudd was saying Robert Downey Jr. kept reminding him where he was and what universe he's a part of and how important it is. And I mean, he's really into that franchise and being like a leader in.
This is what, the 20th movie in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Something. How many like DC that? Got?
Got what, three?
I'm sorry, we got Superman 1, 2, 3, and 4.
That's not
Richard Pryor.
I'm talking about their new connected universe.
Does DC DC doesn't connect their universe though.
Well, they're trying to.
Because you could also count in Marvel's, couldn't you count Daredevil, Jessica Jones, and Stupid Fist?
But that is part of Marvel universe.
They're connecting them all. Yeah, whereas DC's shows are not connected at all. Because everyone loves that Flash.
Their shows.
The Flash show.
I tried. Like, I couldn't get into it.
And they're not. They're too many episodes, man. They can't be doing 21 episodes or something. No, I hate Iron Fist. I think I recommended it like three podcasts ago because I watched the first or second one. I was on the fence.
You're like, I want to finish it.
It's the first one of the Marvel.
Have you seen the trailer for Defenders?
Right, and I don't want to watch it because it has Iron Fist in it. I feel like I have to finish Iron Fist in order.
But it has everybody else.
I would say that Jessica Jones, even though she's not necessarily one of my favorite like characters from the comics or whatever, I thought it was a really well done series.
That, like, villain, that one was the amazing.
Villain, the villain was intense. Amazing. Really awesome.
I feel like there's
Luke
never
Cage,
been
Luke
anything
really,
that's...
was really sweet too. Daredevil's the best of the three.
There's
though.
Never been anything that paralleled victimization as much as that villain and how it made her feel. And her, the, as she, you even see her throughout the whole series go through the processes of like grieving and being victimized. It's so creepy.
Yeah, my favorite part was you're with her and it's a totally believable like problem to solve. How are we going to beat this guy? You know, whereas like most of the series, it's like, you know that it's going to come down to just some shoot him up or something.
Get the Hulk in here and beat him.
Exactly. Although
let's big not, action piece at the
exactly.
end.
Exactly. Although it's not knock the Hulk. Like I we could probably do a whole podcast on why
I know because aren't I you think, on the big like Hulk could beat anyone?
I think the Hulk is the most unfairly maligned like movie in history. Like
the
Ang Lee
is the Hulk.
Which one?
I know every. Trust me, guys. I know everybody despises both Hulk movies.
No, I love Incredible Hulk. Incredible Hulk.
Okay. I didn't hate Ang Lee's Hulk. I remember thinking it was a little boring.
You know, most people flip him though. Most people think that the Edward Norton one is worse than the.
Oh, really?
Oh, I don't think so at all.
Oh, I've never thought that either.
I will turn it on just to watch his fight with the Abomination at the end because I think it is great.
Yeah, I love them both. I mean, I'm a huge Hulk guy, though.
I only saw the Ang Lee one when it came to the theater, and I never saw it again.
So one thing I noticed or I was thinking about with the original Guardians of the Galaxy 2 is that they did, in a different way, in probably a more refined way, some of the things that Ang Lee was trying to do in the first Hulk with like bringing some of the like comic book panels and stuff, it might have been more so for like 3D type things, but there's a couple scenes when like Star-Lord is like, you know, remember when he's like jumping and like, the first scene that he's in, like
jumping across the thing.
That's a very, if you like pause it there, that's a very comic book panel image. You know what I mean? Like he's
you mean
like,
sort of like what Zack Snyder does in The Watchmen? Boom.
What is he
or in Batman v Superman?
He does the same thing there too. Yeah, no, they take comic book pages and put them on there.
And I get it. The poodle. 300. Okay. Yeah, it's awful. But there's still a lot that I like about both Hulk.
No, I forgot
the poodle.
So I don't remember hating Ang Lee's Hulk. I remember not loving it. I remember being like, oh, okay, I thought it was going to be a little better. I liked Edward Norton's. I always did.
The biggest
did.
Letdown of that Hulk was, I was like, okay, I can do this. But then the way it ended, where it was this weird freeze frame, like, fight scene with, like, lightning or whatever. And they're not even fighting. It's just, like, going around them.
But
it's flawed.
Do you agree that the Hulk that we see, Mark Ruffalo's Hulk, is closer to probably 70s, 80s Hulk that we get in the comic books?
No, I think it's closer to Planet Hulk. Like in Planet Hulk.
I don't know Planet Hulk. You know Hulk better than I do.
In Planet Hulk, he's like almost never, well, at least what Taika Waititi, the director of Thor Ragnarok, has said that a lot of that is based off Planet Hulk.
So in Planet Hulk,
I don't want to spoil
Hulk,
a subsequent podcast, but
which Hulk do we have in Planet Hulk? Do we have the one that's smart and knows he's Bruce Banner? Do we have Hulk?
The Hulk in Planet Hulk is like almost, it's like no Bruce Banner. It's almost all
Gamma Ray Hulk.
Yeah, it's almost all the Green Scar is what they call him. But it's
and
like
then every time he gets hit by something, he gets stronger.
I think we should. We need to bring our Hulk expert back on. We've had a Wolverine expert on the show.
Oh yeah,
and we a Hulk expert. You and I are like the DC guys. So
I'm a DC
like,
guy.
We love Batman.
There was the in 2004 or 2005 the amalgam of DC characters and Marvel characters, and it was Hulk versus Superman. No, it was way earlier because it was Superman still had his long hair. So 2000 or 2001.
That would have been in the 90s when he had
that would have been 90s yeah. Superman. Yeah, so he because he has
after
long
he
hair.
Came back
and Superman won. P.S.
I don't believe that.
P.S. He
Hulk
won.
Is,
it's
Hulk
true.
Is the strongest. Is the strongest.
No,
there is.
And Superman had to hold his punches because he didn't want to hurt this thing, but then eventually had to give it everything he has. Put him into the side of a mountain that he couldn't move.
Well, all he needed was Batman to come in and be like, "Do you bleed?
Do you bleed?"
So here's a tie-in, though, to Guardians of the Galaxy is that, you know, Drax used to be sort of criticized or called like Space Hulk because he used to be drawn totally differently. He used to just be like a green dude, looks almost identical to the
Hulk. Well, he was always green in the comic books, right? He wasn't gray like that.
With like a purple cape.
Right.
And it was like, it was like Space Hulk.
Or he looked Martian Manhunter-ish, right? Yeah. Do you know Martian Manhunter?
Martian? No, I don't know.
No, it's DC, it's man. DC.
I don't do a ton of DC. Like, but keep it very
But he's
narrow.
Like one of the main guys. John Johns. It's a really unique name. John Johns.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. I get it.
But it's with Z's in the end.
Yeah, yeah, I got it.
He's from Mars. He's afraid of fire.
Oh, the Martian Manhunter's from Mars? That's pretty cool.
He's afraid of fire. But he can walk through walls.
Is John Carter there too?
No.
He's on Mars.
They're all dead. Everyone in Mars died except for him.
I want to see a Hulk Hellboy crossover. That would be really cool to me. You guys like Hellboy?
I love the first one. Hated the second
one. What? The Golden Army? The
Golden Army was great.
Jeez, apparently. The Golden Army. Yeah. No, I hated the second one.
I think you should go back and revisit these movies. Guillermo del Toro is...
I remember him directing them. And that's why I was really excited to see...
I love these connections.
The second one, but I remember not liking it. I think it's so boring.
Speaking of Guillermo del Toro, you guys do that segment, What Are You Watching Now? Well, we're just getting caught up on The Strain, which Guillermo del Toro has a part of.
It's
Strain.
A good segue into at-home recommendations.
At-home recommendations.
Yeah, I don't have a cool song for that
I just
one.
Gave you one. At-home recommendations.
But we're just starting, and we're already 10 episodes into the first season after like a day.
What are you watching it on?
If I was to watch it at home, what would I watch it on?
I know it's
an
FX show.
Yeah, FX.
Oh, is it really on Netflix?
I
didn't know if it was.
I think Hulu has it also.
Yeah.
The Strain. And it's good? I didn't even heard of it.
I've only seen a few episodes of it.
So you talked about Blade 2, right?
That's what they remind me of.
Exactly. Oh, do their faces come out?
Like, they open up?
It's just like those, I can't remember what they call them, but the Reavers or like the vampires.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Blade 2. They look just like them.
Is it like the crack addict vampires?
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's, okay, so here's another linkage here. So Luke Goss, I think is his name, plays the like...
He's the bad guy in Blade 2.
Yeah. But he's also in Hellboy, The Golden Army.
Well, and Ron Perlman's in Blade 2.
That's true.
He's one of the blood hunters or whatever they're called.
Yeah, exactly. The blood pack.
The blood pack.
And we could even bring that back
Ron
to Donnie
Perlman.
Chirrut Imwe was in Blade 2
Who's
as well.
Chirrut Imwe?
Dude from Star Wars. Rogue One.
What? Who? Which one?
The blind guy.
The blind guy.
Donnie Yen.
Is he one of the blood?
Yeah, he's one of the blood pack as well.
Man, it's been a while since I've seen this movie.
Dude, Blade 2 is the bomb.
I'm going to go watch it.
Blade 1 is the bomb. Blade 3 is the bomb.
They get progressively worse.
You're into this.
No way. Do you know LL Cool J was originally supposed to be Blade?
Oh my God.
That's who they really wanted, and he was doing it and then turned it down.
How is it? The deepest, the bluest?
Yeah. Deepest, bluest. My head is like a shark's fin.
There we go.
Deepest, bluest. My head is like a shark's fin.
Deep blue sea.
Yeah.
Hey, that's got Samuel L. Jackson in that, too.
Well, he's in everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Kong Skull Island.
So The Strain would be your recommendation
right
now?
Strain.
Yep.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely recommend.
I'll watch it.
What about Justin, who watches a lot?
I do watch, but I hit a weird moment. And it's been like, because I think the last two episodes I was on, I had like 90 things to recommend. And like, I hit a block where I can only watch one thing right now. And I've watched all four seasons twice now in the last 3 weeks.
Jeez.
Is Brooklyn Nine-Nine, because I love it so much. I'll be like, okay, let me watch something I haven't seen. I did watch two random Keanu Reeves movies, but I think I talked about that last one.
Probably.
And then I'm just like, I'm going to watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm going to watch. I did start a show that was, I can't remember. I really have just been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and it's.
I haven't watched anything new that I can recommend. Like, I've seen a couple movies. I've seen a movie called The Void, which is a horror movie, which was...
Not The Void. There's one called The Void that's like about mountain climbing.
No, this is a movie that it doesn't know if it wants to rip off The Thing, Hellraiser, a zombie movie. It goes all over the place. And you're confused as you're watching it. Yeah, you can't rip off The Thing. It's my favorite horror movie of all time.
Yeah,
so.
I think it's mine too. The original with Kurt Russell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember. We've talked about that before. It's good.
Oh, it's the best.
On Netflix, there's a movie called Officer Down. It's based off of a comic book. He's a cop who dies, who comes back. And basically, it's just a complete B movie, maybe C movie. It's just like bloody schlock fest of like
nice
gore. And like it, for what it is, I guess it wasn't bad, but it was like, eh.
Oh, you know what I have watched is all like Netflix has come out with like a
they're really doing a lot with comedians. So I did watch the new Louis C.K.
There's a lot of stand-up.
Dude, there's another one, too. Other guy from SNL, Michael Che.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
The guy who does the Weekend Update.
It's good.
Oh, my gosh.
I like him on Saturday Night Live.
He's totally different energy from Dave Chappelle. And Dave Chappelle, you know, has been doing it a while. Like, Dave Chappelle's one of the best.
He's been doing it since high school. Did you know that? Him and Sarah Silverman did stand-up in high school together.
He's one of the best stand-up comedians, for sure. But this...
I haven't watched a stand-up in years.
Oh, I do a lot of stand-up.
Che is it's good. It's very...
No, perfect. I really like him.
I did start the Michael Bolton one that's on there.
Oh, that's awesome. That's super awesome. Have you seen that? Funny. The Michael Bolton's Valentine's Day special?
No.
It's basically...
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's basically that. So it's a Valentine's Day special, and Michael Bolton, which I would have hated him just... based on him being Michael Bolton until I saw this.
I really hope Michael Bolton is on the soundtrack for Guardians of the Galaxy 2. So this is some sort of relevance.
No, seriously. So it's all these comedians, and the shtick is Santa Claus comes to Michael Bolton's like, we don't have enough kids.
You got to get people I need the elves to make presents.
So if we can get people to have babies tonight on Valentine's Day, they should be born by Christmas. So it was Michael Bolton had to do the sexiest songs.
As Gamora would say, pelvic sorcery,
right?
That's
right. but the other one is Trevor Noah has a new one. Do you know Trevor Noah? He's the guy who took... I liked his original stand-up, and this one's really good. And it's awesome. Like, he does a good job of doing funny with like, ooh, a little bit of aha.
So we got some things that people can watch at home.
Comedy. I think that's it. Let's go see the movie.
Yeah, we're off to see Guardians of the Galaxy 2, wait for part 2, I guess you could say, of this episode.
Nick, that means you need to come back.
I'll be here.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. You know, email us, call us, hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, whatever.
Or come to the movie theater and watch a movie.
Or come to the movie theater and watch a movie with us. Maybe sometime we'll see you at the movies.
Remember the Kevin Nealon Saturday Night Live skit where he was Michael J. Fox in the elevator with him and he was just like, gonna go back in time. Just kept singing it and Michael J. Fox was like, hell yeah, I get it. And he just kept doing it.